Progress Test, Unit 6.
Now, today in the studio, I have Ella and Harry, who have just come back from a trip round the world. Hello.
Hello.
So, Ella, tell us what was special about your trip.
Well, we wanted to do it a bit differently, so we decided not to go on any planes.
Wow. And what was the reason for that, Harry?
Well, many people don't go on planes these days because they're worried about the environment. But for us, it was more about finding out where we were travelling through. When you're on a plane going from A to B, you miss out on that.
OK, but was it difficult to do the trip without going on a plane?
It was a bit. It's hard to get from the UK to South America without flying, but we managed to book a place on a ship that was going there.
Yes, we didn't want a cruise ship because although the final destination was where we wanted to go, it stopped in lots of places we weren't interested in on the way. The ship we went on was taking produce to South America, and we had a large room on it, so it was very comfortable.
But I suppose that took a long time. Was it a bit boring?
I was worried about that, so we took lots of things to do, lots of reading and board games. There was also a ping pong table on the ship, so we played that a bit. Actually, time went quite quickly, so it wasn't too bad.
We looked forward to meal times because although the meals weren't that special, we ate with the crew and it was interesting to find out what life was like for them on the ship. We played card games with them too when they had time.
But how did you carry all these games and books? Did you take much luggage?
Not at all. I just had a small backpack and I had to fit everything in there. Harry's wasn't much bigger.
So what was the most useful thing that you took?
Harry and I laugh about this.
Yes, well, for me, it was my camping knife because I used it in every country we went to.
And for me, it was my diary. I wrote in it every day. We both managed to live without lots of things, though, like mirrors and hairdryers.
Very interesting. So where did...